Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Welcome to the Language of Hope podcast. Our host, Betty Chinchengene, is the senior pastor of New Spring AG, a visionary, a teacher, and one who believes in the second coming of Christ. And now to today's message.
The fear of God is the foundation of destiny. The fear of God is the foundation of destiny. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 to 14. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. This month happens to be our month of the fear of God. Our month of the fear of God. What is the fear of God? The fear of God is having respect and admiration for God. That is the fear of God. Having respect. Giving value. Giving honor to God. Respecting God. Having a strong admiration for God. That is the fear of God. What is the fear of God? The fear of God is the dread of sin. You are scared to sin. It's to be afraid of displeasing God by sinning. That is what we mean by the fear of God. The fear of God. I said the other time that the longest and the shortest message any man of God can preach is this statement, the fear of God. The fear of God. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13, it said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Somebody should hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandment, for this is man's all. This is man's all. The conclusion of the whole thing. Somebody is sick. The conclusion of it all is fear God. Somebody is believing God for a job. The conclusion of it all is fear God. The conclusion, I know you go to school, I know you travel, I know you do many, many things in life. But the conclusion of it all is fear God. This is a great man talking here, Solomon. One of the wealthiest men that ever lived. And he's talking to us. According to some commentators and historians, they said that this man was so blessed to the extent that anything he saw with the eyes like this, he had it. He had it. There is nothing his eyes was able to see. It was not something he could attest to that it belongs to me or is for me. Anything. And such a man is telling you that the conclusion of it all is that fear God. The wealthiest man is talking to you. The wealthiest man that ever lived is talking to you that the conclusion of it all is fear God. The wealthiest man. Let's listen to him. He's telling us. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you have been. I don't know what you've been able to. But such a man is speaking to us and telling us, say, the conclusion of everything is for us to fear God. That is why I'm telling you this morning that the foundation of every destiny is the fear of God. The foundation. You can determine the strength of a building by two things. By the foundation. You can determine how high a building will go by the foundation. You can determine the strength, the buoyancy, the potency, the how strong a building is by the materials being used to build. What is the kind of foundation you are building on? The foundation every destiny must be built on. The wealthiest man. How could have him become the wealthiest if not for this foundation? You see, we live in a world where we see someone rich, tomorrow we don't see them again. Someone big, tomorrow we don't see them again. Someone strong, tomorrow they are no more. Because why? We have wrong foundations. Scripture makes us to understand. It said, if the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do? The foundation of every destiny. I was telling you, and I was telling you that fulfilling destiny is about owning 60 companies. One person owning 60 companies just for you to fulfill. That is how difficult it is. And that is how crucial it is. So for a man to live and say that I want to fulfill destiny, it's just not just wishes. It's not just math. It's not just by math. There must be a foundation. How high your life will go is predicated on your foundation. So who said David's one cost power? It's just that the foundation has been well formed to carry 16-story buildings or whatever. If the foundation is wrong, your life cannot go away. You can go far with the fear of God. I said what? You can go far, very far, with the fear of God. There is a limit to where you can go. If there is a bankruptcy of the fear of God in your life, I'm scared for you. If your foundation is not built on the fear of God, I can tell you, you have nowhere going. If the foundation of your life is not built on the fear of God. Let's look at how life begins. Proverbs 19 verse 23. How life begins. What opens up life? What starts life? What makes life meaningful? What makes life meaningful is the fear of God. It said, the fear of the Lord leads to what? The fear of the Lord leads to what? It leads to life. And he who has it will abide in what? He who has it will abide in what? And he will not be visited with evil. The one that has the fear of the Lord, satisfaction on every side. What you are believing God for, it will be given to you on every side. The kind of building you want to live in, satisfaction, you will receive it. By what? The fear of the Lord. So it means that it's the fear of the Lord that opens you up to life. If a man does not fear God, he has not started life yet. Give it to me, MSG. Let me show you something here. I love how MSG also put it. The fear of the Lord. It leads you to life. It's a fear of God. It's what? What is life itself? What is life? Life itself is not in the things we wear. It's not in the houses we are living in. It's not in the kind of job we are doing. Life itself is the fear of the Lord. So simple. What is the fear of the Lord? The fear of the Lord is life. Bring the scripture. Let's see what else he talks. Oh my God. He said a full life. A full life. A full life. Not a half life. A full life. And what? And serene. The fear of the Lord. And no nasty surprises. No nasty surprises. That somebody will sleep and wake up that the mother is there. Somebody will sleep. He said a stroke. Somebody. The fear of the Lord. When a man fears God, he will never wake up to see nasty surprises. Nasty. I want to pray for someone in the service here. Nobody is permitted to die. I said nobody is permitted to die. Lift your hands and say, I will never die. I have life. And that is the fear of God. Say it like you believe it. This is your life. Say, I have life. And I will never die. And that is the fear of the Lord. Say it for the last time. Say, I have life. I will never die. And that is the fear of the Lord. Say, from this day, I have life. And I have the fear of the Lord. And nothing of the enemy will ever come against my life. If you believe it, shout, I believe it. He said, the fear of the Lord. You will never wake up. Don't forget this thing I'm sharing with you. You will never wake up to see nasty surprises. Life is full of surprises. Life. It can surprise you any day, any time. Life at a point can twist on you. It can give a twist on you. It can shock you, life. But the man that fears God will never wake up to see nasty surprises. Nasty. I'm telling you. You will never wake up to see it. Life begins with the fear of God. What is your foundation? The fear of God. The fear of God. The fear of God. It must not be on any other thing. Any other thing you build your life on is shaky. I said it's shaky. I was telling them how I have I was speaking to the manager. I said, now me, I've come to a point of my life. I've bet my whole life on God. On God. I said, on God. Not on any man. Who? On God. This week he was begging me. One great man said, I should call him. Hey, let me tell you something. Build your life on God. Build your life on God. I'm the one telling you. If God has not asked anyone to help you, they can't help you. They can't help you. Build your... I bet. Who didn't bet? Me and my brother about to so. Say, it will never fail. Oh, me and my brother about to so. Say, you can never... That is what you have to do. You rely on many things too much. I bet my life on God. I was telling them, and I will never lose. Even if I lose, it's a gain. I will never lose. So Apostle Paul, in Philippians 1, 21 to 27, he said, I'm tossed between two things. I'm tossed between life and death. But I don't know which one to choose. Why? Because if I choose life, it's gain. If I choose death, it's gain. Listen to me. Live your life to a point that whatever happens to you is gain. Bet your life on God. On God. If anybody lifts you up, the same person has the power to bring you down. That is why you must have a strong foundation. And what is the strong foundation? Your strong foundation is the Lord. Let me tell you, the fear of the Lord is a lift. It lifts people. I'm going to prove it to you. Show you to here. The fear of the Lord is a lift. The fear of the Lord is a flight. It causes destinies to fly. It causes destinies to fly. If you have seen any destiny that is flying, it's as a result of the fact that it's flying on the wings of the fear of the Lord. And great men has fly. Solomon fly in the area of riches. On what wings? On the wings of the fear of the Lord. You see, it's easy for you to jump, but to fly, it takes an exceptional grace. It takes an exceptional foundation for a man to fly. I pray for you. You will start flying soon. I said you'll be lifted soon. It won't be by any man. So Abraham promised himself that I will not take help from anyone, so that such a person will not say, I'm the one that made him who he is. Erade enye umpeja. Erade enye winyina so. Erade enye adia eye ufapim wabrabomu. Nisro, nisro. You can't compromise it. Me, I won't. And it will be the last that I have a meeting, I have a rehearsal, I have whatever, and I will choose it over meeting great men. Me. It tells where you are building your life. Bet on God. You will lose. Bet on the fear of God. You will lose. A great man said he wants to meet me. He gave me time. 8. I got the 8. He said he is in his prayer closet. Praying. So unless he is done. 9:15 he came. I said, sir, me too, I have the meeting. No matter what, you know what? I can't bet my life on the 1,000 Ghana cedis you're about to give to me. What are you talking about? Menye radia kwa pamnena to. Menena to chacha. How then should I put my... Oh, come on. Come on. Mr. Sir, who will be your quiet time, man? I know when they do what they do. What man who baby? They do what they do, baby. I want to know. And yes, I'm by boy. I'm going to set up a mobile. And found in your web, see what here. Umfia. I'm going to someone. And when they do what they do, I must also stick to my bed. I won't trade it for anything. I won't compromise on the fear I have. I won't. Because that is my lift. Who said me cause when I'm in lift? Who said me fly and I'm in lift? The fear of the Lord. Let's look at people that through the fear of the Lord, they fly. Nothing secures the future of any man like the fear of God. Nothing. The bankruptcy of the fear of God is very crucial to your destiny. When the fear of God is missing, is out, your education, whatever, cannot be promising. Whatever you are believing, it cannot. The fear of the Lord. Joseph lasted and stayed relevant for 80 years in a foreign land. What was his secret? The fear of the Lord. Genesis 42, 18. So he told the people after meeting them. Genesis 42, 18. Then Joseph said to them, the third day, he said, do this. Life. He said, do this. And do what? Do this and do what? Do this and do what? What should he do? What is the fear of the Lord? It's life. Do this so you can have life. Do this and live. For I feared God. He stayed relevant for 80 years. That was Joseph. Job also feared the Lord. One of the greatest men, businessmen that prospered in the East. Job, the richest man in the East. What was his secret? The fear of the Lord. Because he feared God. Job 42, verse 16. Job 42, verse 16. He feared God. Job 42, verse 16. After this, Job lived. When I read this, I say, hey. After this, Job, after what? After his trials. He was being tried, tested by the. After that trials, no? He lived for 140 years and saw his children and grandchildren for four generations. Now, I'm yet to find out the years he lived before he was being tried by the devil. Number add up. This is not the total years he lived, though. The 140 years is the second half of his years. And what was his secret? The fear of the Lord. Job 1, 1 to 3. Job 1, 1 to 3. Job 1, 1 to 3. The fear of the Lord. He said, there was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job. That was what yesterday, yesterday I was sharing with you. Eh? When you are no more, when anybody picks your picture like this, they must be able to say something about you. That this is a man that lived and feared God and did this. What are you doing? What are you doing? If like, let's drop any picture on the screen right now. Try and get any picture. Any picture, either of me or any great man. Let's see something. I just want to do an illustration. What will it be said of you? If life twists on you, what will it be said when your picture is being posted? Oh, Charlie, you can't get any picture. Any picture. Quickly. Any picture, whoever. When you look at the picture, what? I know. I was telling my people, every day of my life is my last day. And it's my best day. Every day. It's today you are seeing me. Tomorrow may you not see me. Every day of approach life that way. Every day of your life is your last day. You don't know it's your last day. That's why you are living anyhow. That is why one instruction, you will struggle with it over 40 years. Every day of your life. Bring the scripture, that picture back. If tomorrow I'm no more, what will be said of me? What will it be said of me? That is the most important. What will it be said? As everybody is watching the picture like this, what starts coming to your mind? This is a man. Once in a while, when you are there, pick your picture up. And you yourself begin to say it. If it's true, that what you are seeing in the picture, it will reflect in your life. This is a man. Even some of you, if we are to put your picture on here, they will ask that, is he in this church? Why? Because we don't know you. What have you done? This is a man. Upon your leaving, please leave to have this imprint. Bring it. Say, this is a man. Bring the scripture back. Job 1, 1 to 3. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was blameless and upright and one who feared God and shone. If one, me and man here in Kase, no more dear. 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 And a drum may be into a man, sorry. And we're in a don't. May it never be said of me. May it never be said of you. I said, may it never be said of me. May it never be said of you. Now you will be too wild. You see, I worry. And I'm an attitude. Excuse my language. So that's all you came to do on earth. So, Baba worry. And I worry. And you go in the man, Baba, whatever. Sir. And I know be quiet too. And when you're quiet to know, yes, one a man a tifa and a dream. One lady I know died. Hey, shot me. She died here. I will never forget. Ama used to church in Ashen Chapel, Golden Tulip Branch. Mama, oh, you know, beer can be beer before. Everybody was giving his stories. Everybody. This one said he died in the hotel with a man, with a married man. This one said, because the truth of the matter is, she died in the hotel. But the lady, I heard she was doing her master's in Accra. So you go to Accra and whatever. But you see, based on how you live, no, Adiebuhai, Yadishawa, Eyeye. How? There was a man. It must be said of you. There was a woman. There was a man. There was this. Proverbs 10:27. Proverbs 10. Job was not a man of God. Oh. Hear me. He was not a man of God. He was a businessman. Can we have businessmen, businesswomen in our days and in our church that feared God? What Jimmy Papa? Let me say it and say it emphatically. What Jimmy would him abrabo? I was called on YFM Friday. The same man of God, you made a statement. Even though the statement arouses you, but yeah, Chimuka Kache. And I'm Chile Muchiro. I don't have problem with it. I told you, one of these, I wish that maybe be one who were proud one casa. I don't know what is wrong with people. I don't know. Since the church has started like this year, two people, three people, and the church is full. It is so for me, I'm mine. Is he in Malawi? It's foolishness. Man of God, it's foolishness because you don't understand life. These people were great, and it was not as a result of anything. They were great because they feared God. the Lord. These are people that are great. Great men are talking. Great men are telling us. They can't lie to us. They could have said it was one CD. They started with one CD. They could have told us that they started with cassette. But they never mentioned of any of this. They said they feared the Lord. The fear of the Lord. He was not a man of God. He was a businessman. Job, a businessman in the East. You need the fear of God for your business to survive. You need the fear of God for your marriage to survive. You need the fear of God to get that marriage you've been praying for. You need the fear of the Lord. Great men, successful men are telling us. Job is talking to us. He's sharing with us. You do hear him say that. I was prosperous and I was... If we start to read his properties, you go home, go and read it. Job 1. Nekain nejapadie. Wan kase e kaset. Wan kase. Odie mami chi obi ofi hanon kase. Ehe nyami si amena me started with one city. Who started with... Hey, don't let me get angry at you. Do you know how destiny starts? Do you know how greatness starts? You don't know. The small boy could have gone around talking to people about the fact that unim say me bread, you know. Me bread ni fishes, you know. And you the feedy way for now. One of me break through and know. Ne bibi bread mo two bibi bread be na fishes na. Me de buy na. Hey, you have left an equation out. You have left the God factor out. If it had not been God, that loaves of bread and fishes couldn't have fed that number of people. You have left it out. I know you started with one city, all right, but you have left an equation out. The God factor, you have left it out. What are you talking about? If it's not God, what is one city? Okay, sir. No one will be a memorable. Also, I try one city and work it. You have left an equation out. Let the person know there is a God factor in everything. Solomon has advised us. Joseph has advised us. Job has advised us. Daniel has also advised us. Daniel was not a man of God. Daniel was a politician. But he said, I was great because I feared the Lord. Politician. In Babylon, politician that feared God. I pray one of these days, God will give us politicians that fear God. Politician. It's never a lie. This week too, I met one great man. This week. He has built three. Who was I with? I was with you, eh? You saw the man. His houses he has built there. Then I saw this is the secret. That man too has built another house. And that house he has built, it accommodated people. Men of God should come in there. Anybody who wants to come there and pray. I said, oh, so this is the secret behind grace. This is another one. It's not the one I've been talking about. This is also, I was with him. Apostle Randy Impact came to town. So he took me to the man. He has built another one that he hosts his guests, pastors and all that. He said, man of God, this is your house. Anytime you are passing by, pass through. I said, this is a secret. Why all these great people, they try to do something that complements the fear of God. The fear of God. Daniel. I don't know what you are doing. You might be a fashion designer and you are business. But listen to me. The fear of God is not left for men of God. It's anybody that wants to be great. Anybody who is a student, who is whatever, and wants to build a great destiny, a great future, needs the fear of God. Jesus, the greatest man that ever lived, also feared God. Why is it that you don't want to fear God? Jesus feared God. Jesus feared God. He said, Isaiah 11:2, he said, and the spirit of the fear of the Lord was upon him, and he feared God. You don't fear anything. Even Jesus feared God. For him to become successful on earth and to fulfill his mandate and his assignment, he needed to fear God. I pray for that spirit to come upon you. The spirit of the fear of the Lord. I end here with you. Why must we fear God? Number one, Why must we fear God? We must fear God because Jesus feared God. Jesus feared God, so we must fear God. If Jesus feared God, who are you? Who are you? If Jesus feared God, who are you? Today I'm going to stand on the fear of God and pray for many people. And in the home of Russell. But bombay am everyone here. Jesus feared God, so we must also fear God. Why must we fear God? Jesus paid a high price for your salvation. So we must fear him. A man who laid down his life for you, saved you by his blood. You must fear him. What is the fear of God? Reverence. Giving God reverence. Giving God admiration. Honoring God. The fear of God. If a man, how on earth can somebody lay down his life for you? Oh, you don't understand it. And you say that I don't revere him, I don't fear him, I don't respect him. How? 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 Jesus feared God. 1 Peter 1:18 to 19. Jesus paid the price for our salvation, so we must fear him. 1 Peter 1:18. It said, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct. Know this, that you were not saved. You were not saved by any other means. You were not saved by your money. You were not saved by the drugs you take every day. That diabetes drug. It's not that we saved you. We were saved. By what? He said, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct by tradition from your fathers. Verse 19. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. This is how we receive salvation. Because of this, we must fear him. I mean, as I'm standing here, my spiritual father, I will not give you that permission to speak bad about him. Me, I will not. How more? No. Come to think of it. I won't. If you try, I will crush you. I won't. My spiritual, I won't give you that permission to speak. How more God? I won't give you that permission to disrespect him. How more God? How more God? Fear the Lord. Because ordine mucha at your own. Why must we fear God? The last one. We must fear him because we will give account of our lives to God. He will give account. So you must fear him. He will judge us. You will give account. Somebody you will give account to. You must fear him. You must fear him. Some of you, I know you are working at government, whatever. You see how when you see your boss, what they done it for? Because you know what? Getting to appraise our manager, you know, so he's the one that is going to appraise you. So you reply, yes sir, yes sir. You don't know there's a day and a time is coming that we are going to be appraised there. And I'm going to show you the areas we are going to be appraised. So fear him, give him reverence, give him respect. You can't treat your boss anyhow. And the day of appraiser, you expect that he will appraise you. He will give you higher marks. God is going to appraise us. No other person, Yesu, no other person, oh God. God. Then I fear. Why did you do this? Why this? The bema seat we will stand before is just 1 foot space like this. Then you face him face to face. There's no face. So you can't even look left nor right. If you are standing here, you can decide to ignore his eyes by looking this way. But this one, eyeball to eyeball, then he's asking you. Because of this, me boom around him in yankopon na me shruno na me dinini. I'll be judged. How did I get to know? Romans 14:12. Quickly. Romans. It says, so then each of us shall give account of himself to who? I wash my hands of your blood. I'm not the one that is going to judge you. I'm sorry to disappoint you. You are not going to give account of your life to me. You are going to give it to God. And when is that? That one I can't tell you. It can be today. It can be tomorrow. For that reason, revere him. Respect him. Fear him. Fear him. Every day, you are going to give account. Which areas of our life? Your gifts. You are going to give account. Matthew 25, 14 to 19. You are going to give account. A talent was given to some people. They went and buried it. You are going to give account. I gave you life. What did you do with it? You come every day, you sit on it. How people have buried their gifts, they are going to be judged. I gave you gifts. You come, you sit, you don't do anything for me. Why? Somebody has been in church for years, is not doing anything. Why? He's going to ask you. They went and buried the gifts, the talents. Why? Which area again are we going to be judged? The souls won. Akra watching. Ye baby saw. What your wojun is a whole life for who you are now by and wojun is say ye jaw se be wari never to talk and only a brabo. Be wo ongo ya wa brabo baby ungware ya brabo. Yo. We will see. So tie your whole life on that. And don't win souls for God. Tie your whole life. A great man left his family. They were there. He just spoke to the wife and told the kids that, I'm going to Africa. He says, where? Why? Which Africa? He said, I want to go to the darkest place in Africa. Sir, what for? He said, I feel the urge and I feel a demand in my spirit and in my souls. The souls are crying for me. He said, how can souls be crying? And America.
Thank you for listening to Language of Hope. We believe you were blessed. Want more? Head on to Newspring AG on Facebook and Instagram. Or you can subscribe to our YouTube channel on Newspring AG. God bless you.
He said, help me pack my things. I'm going to Africa. He said that, help me pack my things. They brought a suitcase. He said, why a suitcase? Bring me a coffin. They said, why coffin? He said, whilst I know where I'm going, I'm not coming back. There's no need for a suitcase. They packed his things into a coffin. The man came to Africa, came to win souls in the darkest place of Africa. And let me tell you, the only soul he won was just one. The man died and was put back in the coffin, back to America. A life and a destiny has been fulfilled. And God is going to ask him, and he'll have an answer for it. What soul have you won? Whom have you saved? Whom have you established? All these things you are going to be judged about. Hebrews 13:17. Any soul you have won, he said, obey those who rule over you. And be submissive, for they watch out for your souls. As those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that will be unprofitable for you. So, mommy, any soul you have won, God is going to ask you. Those you won, they backslided, you never chase after them, he's going to ask you. He said he will hold you accountable. He will hold you. Lastly, thirdly, where will we be responsible? Your money. Your money. How you use your money. Luke 16:1-2. Your money, quickly. Luke 16:1-2. He also said to his disciples, there was a certain rich man who had a steward. An accusation was brought to him that this man was wasting his goods. And look at it. So he called him and said to him, what is this I hear about you? Give account of your stewardship. For you can no longer be a steward. Give account. What did you use the money for? Don't be buying this thing for ladies. Shawarma and whatever. What did you use it for? You can buy a camera for God. Valsley, the one in need. Some ladies, they are not in need. Don't give it to them. Ladies who don't have Bible yet have wigs and heels, don't give your money to them. God will ask you. He will account for every man. Many of you are wasting money. You are wasting money on donkeys. Yet they can still look beautiful. Because their souls are dirty. Stop wasting your money. Stop wasting your money. You will come for it. It's not your money. He said, the silver is mine. The gold is mine. If you think it's your money, it's not your money. God will ask you of it. The last thing God will ask you is your words. He will ask you every single word that proceeded out of your mouth. He will ask you. Matthew 12:36. Every single word. He said, but I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. Every idle word. Everywhere. A whole pastor. A whole pastor. Now, a lady is coming to drop an offering. Manager, look at this one. A lady is coming to drop an offering. The lady drop an offering. As if he is saying something into the lady's ear. Then you see that. Era otu izi munyamu bum ai. Enya ebe bum. Ebe bum a. Era data wata. Inyo. As you have missed there, Osi Iranetun Unya Obubu. I'm your father, I'm going to be touching them fast with every idle way. I'm if I'm going to hold back on my way. Every idle way. Every idle way. When you trust every idle way. Every idle word. Every idle word. You ask you. So do you know every word that comes out of your mouth is being recorded? Do you know? It's being recorded. And if I didn't come, let me know, go 2 rounds. Every word. He will ask you. Why did you tell her you want to go 2 rounds? Everywhere. Every word. Why did you say that? So if you are working with such a man, Mama, Nadia Ube can be our trap to war. Fear him. Fear him. Fear him. Close your eyes. I pray for you. I pray for you. Let the spirit of the fear of the Lord come upon you. May the Lord cause us to revere Him, to fear Him, to cherish Him. Just begin to pray that the fear of the Lord should come upon you. The fear of the Lord. Can it be on your feet? And begin to pray that the fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord, hey, the fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord. Just breathe. It's a spirit. It's a spirit. There are people, they can't fear God till they die. The fear of the Lord. Yes. Yes. The fear of the Lord. Let that spirit come upon him. The spirit of the fear of the Lord. Just open up your mouth and begin to pray. Something is holding on to your miracle. And that is the absence of the fear of the Lord. When I know you, the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord.
I wanna know you.
The fear of the Lord.
More.
the fear of the Lord.
When I know you,
just
pray. I'll find
that spirit should rest on you. It should rest on you. It should rest on you. The fear of the Lord.
When I know
pray with all desperation. Because you need this to fulfill this.
Let me know.
The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. We will stand before you.
When I
and we will be judged on the
mouth,
on our gifts, on our talents, every aspect of our
let
life.
Me know you.
We need to respect this man. We need to reserve this man. We need to honor this man.
When I know
the fear of the Lord. So the psalmist said, your word have I kept in my heart that I might not sin against you. You keep sinning, it's a sign you don't fear God. You don't respect him. You don't revere your word. I was to come along with mine, but I was not coming from the house. That is why. I was to come along with my notes from the day I got born again. Every note, I've kept it. Every word from his mouth. He said, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. And the word was God. I have to keep it. I treasure him. I revere him. I respect him. I respect his words. So when I write it, I keep it. But the best place to keep it is in your heart. What we write down is a receipt of what we have heard. We keep it. And you walk in it. The next thing you need is understanding. If you don't understand him, you keep doing things. Job 28:28. It says, understanding will help you to depart from evil. If somebody comes to understand, and to man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. The day someone come to understand the fear of the Lord God, why God is asking you to do this and do that, he will depart from evil. He will depart from accident. He will depart from calamity. He will depart from shame. Many people are doing many things because they don't understand. The lesbian doesn't understand sex. That is why he's sleeping with the fellow sister. The gay doesn't understand. So it's understanding. The many things people are doing is because of lack of understanding. If you understand what sex is and how sweet sex is, if you come to understand it, you won't take your penis and put it behind your brother's anus. It's because of lack of understanding. The day they catch understanding, they will depart from evil. Many things. Keep these two things. The last thing is that unless you be born again, you give your life to him. You give your life to him. Until you have given your life to him, you are still surrendered to the devil and his ways. Close your eyes wherever you are. I pray for you, one, that God will help you to keep his word. You take bitterness out of your heart and you find a place to keep his word. I pray God will give you understanding as to help you to walk with him and walk in his ways and walk by his ways. Number three, I want to pray for anybody here. you have not yet received the Lord as your personal Savior. Very soon the King is coming. The man is coming. He will appear in his glory. The second coming of our Lord Jesus. You are here. You have not yet accepted him. You say, man of God, minima radi. Me mfano se me krani ma jinkwa. Me pesa me de me hon mano. Me pesa me son mu ye. Me pesa me son mu. Me pesa me didi ni pesa me buno. Maybe I will be a person very radi se wo krani wa jinkwa. Pe ya won sabako koso. Na me ne wo mompaye. If you want to receive the Lord as your personal Savior, you lift your right hand as I pray with you before it's too late. Kindly lift it higher. You lift your right hand higher. Those that have lifted their hands, kindly come to me. Come to me here. Let me pray with you quickly. Come to me. Quickly come. Yes, come. 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 Let me pray with you. Come. Quickly. 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 The Lord bless you. Quickly. Come. 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 Come, come, you are also coming. Come quickly, quickly, come, come. Now is the time. Now is the time. Now is the time. You are also coming. That's what the Lord said. Two more people. Two more people. Quickly come. Two more people. Quickly come. Every day you make a decision. Today is the time. Today is the hour. Two more people. Two more people before it's too late. Before it's too late. One more. One more before it's too late. That's what the Lord said. One more before it's too late. Today is the right time. One more. One more. One more. I'm counting seven. As how I'm counting, so his coming will be. Anything at all can happen. One more. Don't be stubborn. Don't be stubborn. Don't be hard-hearted. One more. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You kindly lift your hands up with me as I pray with you. Anything I will say, you say it after me. You open your heart to receive it. And you respond to it. You say, dear Lord, I thank you for today, for this opportunity you have given to me to receive you as my Lord and personal Savior. Father, come and rule, reign in my life, and may my life never, ever be the same again. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Close your eyes. Father, I finally pray for your people. Let grace abound. Your will be done. Your counsel stand. Give them a testimony. Let this day be a remarkable day in their lives. And may their lives never ever be the same again. Amen and amen. Powerful. The Lord bless you. So this is what you do for me. You gladly, kindly follow the lady. Lift your hands. This lady, you follow. You take your details for me. And the Lord will bless you. Powerful. So somebody should assist. Okay, so it will be big. The Lord bless you. You take your details for me personally, and I'll have. Why are they sitting down? Why are they sitting down? When we close all the football, we for you. Kindly lift your hands. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We give you all glory, we give you honor. May your name alone be praised. Let something rest on your people, let it fall on them. Mausiro ubuo ento maso. From today we start walking in the fear of the Lord. As we do this, let destinies be great and lives be great. I call it that in Jesus' mighty name.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055. +233 26 767 6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.